Good morning, everyone. So much excitement. It's great to see everyone here, from the youngest to the oldest, as we come together as a church family to worship God. This is our special summer ark service, where our children and young people will be leading us for our morning service. As would be expected for an all-age service, our worship will have songs, sharing of Bible stories and prayers, but these may look a wee bit different than what we're used to on a Sunday morning. Some may look a lot different than maybe what we're used to, but I hope that as a church family, we can all learn from one another as we are united together in worship to our Heavenly Father who welcomes and values each of us, not because of who we are, but because of what Jesus has done for us. Recently in Senior Arc, we've been discussing how we fit into the big picture of helping our children and young people to journey with God, building on the faith developed within Junior Arc and equipping them with the knowledge and understanding as they continue their journey into JCBs. It's from these conversations that we wanted our P7s and P4 to P7s to not just know Bible stories, but to know the God who reveals himself to us through those stories. To challenge the thought that the Bible is boring and like any other school book you have to study, but is the way through which we meet God, the creator of all things, who cares about each of us, and who is the greatest friend we could ever hope or imagine, as he helps us with our greatest problem of sin. Plus, I doubt I would describe the creator of the universe as boring. This year in Senior Arc, we asked ourselves one very important question: who is Jesus? And we've discovered that question's actually really tough. But by reading the Bible, we have found out that there are more answers that we can find through reading our Bible that are all true. This morning, our theme for the service is focused on this question and the answers that we find through two well-known stories, the Good Samaritan and Zacchaeus the tax collector. These stories reveal that Jesus is caring and helps those in need, and that this friendship and care is offered to everyone, regardless of who they are. As we reflect on these truths of God, let us be open to hear what we might be saying, what he might be saying to us both individually and as a church family. Let us ask God now to help us to have ears to hear him speaking this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are our leader who calls us into following you to show the love that you have for us. We thank you that you always love us, even if we run away from you or mess up. And we thank you that you are our Savior, that in our greatest problem of sin, that you saved us from our punishment and made it possible to have a never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreaking, always and forever friendship with you. This morning, as we worship together and hear the stories from the Bible, help us to hear how you want us to respond to the truth of who you are. Amen. Let's stand together and worship that God as we sing two songs. Our God is a great big God, and Shine, Jesus, Shine.
This morning we are being led by our young people in worship, but we're also celebrating our young people as well. And last autumn, seven of the young people here at St. Field Road in the Vibe took part in a young leaders training program called PIMS, Practical Youth Ministry Skills. It was a partnership between NOC and Orangefield Presbyterian Youth. So we had about 30 in total across the three youth groups. And across 10 sessions, including a residential at Delamont, these young leaders were learning about the role of a youth leader and getting to put their skills into practice by organising some youth work activities at the Vibe. So, shall we meet them? Oh, that's good. I'm glad you realised it wasn't rhetorical. Lovely, right? Well, come on. Oh, wow! Oh, wow. You get a clap for anything these days. Brilliant. Okay. Look, I think it'd be good. And just briefly introduce yourself. So we want your name, your school, and what youth work activity you helped to plan, if you remember.
I'm James. I'm 17, and I go to Grosvenor. And me and Ben helped to plan an evening at Vibe Youth Club.
Yeah, so I'm Ben. I go to in 17, and we did group games.
I'm Owen. I'm 16, and I go to St. Joseph's College, and I did cupcake decorating.
I'm Ella. I'm 17. I go to St. Joseph's College, and I also did cupcake decorating with Owen.
I am Beth. I am 16, and I go to St. Dominic's. And me and Katie organised a Mario Kart tournament.
My name's Katie, I'm 17. I go to Assumption Grammar and I did the Mario Kart tournament with Beth.
Brilliant, brilliant guys. So it's taken a while, but the certificates are here. The classification is even confirmed. You're all receiving your OCN, Open College Network, accredited qualification. And on behalf of the church, we want to thank you for taking part. Also want to say just how encouraged we are by seeing you serve in Junior Vibe, the ARC, Exodus teams, and we hope that this is just the next step on serving God in our church family and beyond and developing your gifts for the Lord. And I've gone right to the top. I've asked Alistair McCracken to come and present your certificates. That's Professor Alistair McCracken. And I'm a bit disappointed that he hasn't brought his gowns with him today. But come on up, Alistair. You're no stranger to a wee graduation. And actually, budge along just a wee bit. Make room for Alistair there. And along with the certificate, we want to give you guys a Christian book, which we hope will help you guys continue to grow in your relationship with Jesus so that you can serve him better. And as Alistair gives them out, it's okay to clap in church.
Okay, so
James Walker. Ben Hamilton. Owen McKernan. Ella Beckett. Beth Aspen. And Katie McKernan. Now just hold it there and we'll get a wee group photo of you. Now this might go be in future church magazine, so big smiles if you've got one in there. Crack it out now. Brilliant. Congratulations, guys. Well done. Well done.
Everybody. Well, the Junior ARC would like to teach you a memory verse. So what's about to happen? The boys and girls are going to give you two demonstrations, okay? They're going to run through it twice. And you have to listen really carefully. The words are going to be up behind, so you have a chance to read the words if you're a visual learner instead. They're also going to be doing the actions, so it's a double challenge. We're expecting you to know the words, and we're expecting you to copy the actions. So I hope that's okay. The boys and girls will do it twice, and then you will all join in, and they'll be watching, so you've got to do your best. And then we might take away the words and do it one last time, okay? So the boys and girls will do it twice, and then you're up. Okay, well, no pressure. All right, let's go. Everybody, will we go after two? One, two. Okay, well done. I think you deserve a clap. Aren't they terrific? The boys and girls have done a brilliant job of teaching that. Well done, boys and girls.
Early one evening, a successful young man named Jack was driving his brand new Tesla to Victoria Square to buy his beautiful girlfriend a birthday present. He had heard on the radio that his usual route was closed off, So he decided to take a chance and go through the crazy, dangerous area of the Ormo Road to get there. He figured it was a better choice than having to go all the way around the city.
Well, the area he had to cut through was known for unsavoury behaviour, and he had chosen the completely wrong time to go through it. As he pulled up to the red light, he noticed some young hoods gathering for their nightly escapades.
As he took in what was going on around him, he realised that he was plonk in the middle of a riot. A gang member from one group took a shot at the young hoods across the street, and Jack got caught in the crossfire. The bullet grazed his shoulder and he cried out in sharp pain, managing to pull over and stop the car.
He got out of the car, intending to go get help, but his weakened state attracted the wrong kind of attention. A couple of kids were looking for some quick drug money and noticed him. They also decided it would be easier to give him a couple of punches. They also noticed his car keys and car running close by and put the two and two together. Soon, he was out of the car, a phone and a wallet. By the time they were gone, he was in a rough shape and lay smashed and dirty on the pavement. He lay there for what seemed like hours, but was only a few minutes. He was thrilled when he looked up and saw someone from his local church walk by. A youth worker from another church in the area arrived. He did not usually walk this way, but he was on his way to a board meeting in Church House. He wished he'd been able to find a parking closer, but he'd been forced to walk several blocks to his destination.
I wonder what happened here.
He saw the man lying down from a few feet away and felt nervous. Who knows what that man had been up to in order to be that intoxicated? Often these people were dangerous and unpredictable.
I'm worried this guy will attack me. I better get on the other side of the street and not look at him. I'm late for something important. I'm sure the police will deal with him.
A faint wave of guilt washed over him, hoping this man would be okay, but he quickly told himself he wasn't responsible for saving the world. Just as he was almost passing into unconsciousness, Jack caught a glimpse of a punk. Covered in taps and wearing tight pants, he would have been afraid of this biker-looking young man under different circumstances, but he had no fear left.
The man who was dressed like a biker parked his Harley Davidson and decided to hoof it at the bar where he was going to relax for a few hours. He had a hard week at the tattoo bar and was looking forward to forgetting his troubles with some good friends. Later he would grab his cab and pick up his bike in the morning. No one in the street would dare touch it.
Just as he neared his destination, he noticed Jack. Feeling sorry for him, he went over and gently felt his wrist. Yes, he was still breathing.
Are you okay? Help me! Let me call an ambulance. You look like you're in pretty bad shape.
He used his cell phone to call 999 and waited with the young man until they arrived.
Take my phone and use it to call your mum, dad and girlfriend, and here's a couple of £100 until you get straightened out. Sorry for what happened to you, dude. Those guys were jerks.
The young man left in the ambulance and went to the hospital. He used the cell phone to call his family and friends, and afterwards called the biker to give him back his cell phone.
Don't worry about it. There's still a few good guys left in this world.
Three people passed by our young man and saw three different things. One saw a disgusting drunk, another saw danger, and one saw a person who needed help. Who was the one who helped his neighbour?
Right, JCBs? Wow, I don't know how to follow that. That was amazing. But we have another story to look at, a real life encounter now, not just the story that Jesus told, but an actual encounter with him. But we need a bit of audience participation this morning, okay? So shirk off your inner Presbyterian, you're about to participate, okay? So all you need to do, when we hold up a cheer sign, we want you to go... Yay! Let's do that again. When I hear a cheer sign, we want you to go... Amazing. Okay, when we hold up a boo sign, we want you to go. Ah, fabulous. Brilliant. Okay, narrators, to your stations. Just get your microphones. Let's give it a wee twist there. There we go. Okay. Picture yourself way back many years ago. In Jericho, there was a little man with a big problem. Yep, he had a full bank account, but an empty heart. What would happen when he met Jesus?
Once in the town of Jericho, there was a man called Zacchaeus. He was one of God's people.
Yay. But he didn't act like it. He collected taxes for the Romans who ruled the land of Judea.
More than that, he demanded people pay him more than the Romans wanted and kept the difference for himself. One day, there was great excitement in Jericho. Jesus was coming to town.
The main square filled with people, straining and jostling to hear what Jesus had to say. Zacchaeus wanted to hear Jesus too. But he was a small man, and no one liked him enough to let him push to the front.
No matter what he tried, he couldn't see Jesus, so he decided to climb the tree in the square. That way he could hide from the people and still catch a glimpse of Jesus. Jesus was halfway through speaking when he looked up at the tree. Zacchaeus held his breath. Zacchaeus, said Jesus up into the tree, come down here, I'm coming to your house for a meal. Zacchaeus rushed down the tree and pushed through the crowd to Jesus.
Then he led Jesus and the disciples off to his house.
The crowd couldn't believe it. Surely Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was a horrible man. Suddenly, the doors to Zacchaeus' house flew open, and Zacchaeus appeared, chucking his money everywhere.
I'm sorry, everyone, he shouted. I'm giving half my property to the poor. We'll pay back four times what I stole from the people.
Jesus said to him, today you have been saved. Turning to the crowd, he said, the Son of Man came to look for and to save people who are lost.
Yay. Yay.
Thank you, JCBs, for that. I'd mentioned earlier on that part of the service would look a wee bit different. This is definitely part of the service that will be very different. So in Senior Arc, we would sometimes run a quiz following the story to help us to better remember the key events of what happened and the main learning points. It's always a good way that even if some people were distracted during the story the first time, they have a second chance to hear what the story is all about. I'm sure us adults are hoping that Ben doesn't get any ideas for ourselves for future Sunday mornings, so hopefully he doesn't do that in us. But our quiz this morning is going to focus on the story of the Good Samaritan and is going to have six questions for us to answer. We're going to split into three different teams. So each team is going to take a question in turn. We've got the left-hand side is going to be team one. The middle is going to be team two, and on the right is going to be team three. To answer a question, you're just going to have to raise your hand and someone will come to you with a mic in order to hear your answer. Upon getting the question right, that person's going to come up with the help of our local archery expert. Times. And is going to shoot at the target to earn valuable points for their team. For those in junior arc or below, I'm going to ask that the lucky parent or guardian comes up with their child or son or daughter at the front and is nominated to shoot on their behalf. Please, if you know the answer, do not be afraid in order to give it a go. It's going to be a very long quiz if no one puts their answer forward. For the adults who do answer, but if you'd not like to kind of come up and to shame everyone else with your fine archery skills, I'm sure a young person would be happy to do it on your behalf. I think that's all the rules covered, but there's maybe one thing I'm forgetting. Ah, that's it. Trudy? A quiz would not be complete without some great presenters. And this morning we have spared no expense. Some may call them senior ARC celebrities. So can I invite to the stage our presenters, Alira and Hannah?
Group one, where was Jack going? What's your name?
Iris.
What's the answer?
Victoria Centre.
Correct. Group two, what happened to Jack? What's your name?
Matthew.
What's the answer?
So if I can recall correctly, he was driving along his Tesla thing and he was... Alright, so he was driving on his Tesla when he was assaulted by people or something, I can't remember exactly, but something like that. Am I in the right lines?
Correct. Group three, who helped Jack?
You're Jack, I'm not asking you. What's your name?
Patrick.
What's the answer?
He was helped by a biker?
Correct.
Oh!
1. Which character from the story is like Jesus?
I will actually quit this game show. Please put your hand up. What's your name?
Megan.
What's the answer?
The biker.
Correct.
Group 2. From this story, how would you complete the sentence, Jesus is?
Come on. Anyone?
We're like the only people in this church.
What's your name?
Jesus is caring.
Correct.
Group 3. How should we today act towards those in need, having heard this story?
What's your name? What's the answer? Help them? Correct. Can I have a drum roll for who won? Group 1!
Thank you, folks, for participating. We're going to now stand together and sing Shine.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm actually terrified. I thought the stairs were going to be scary, but we've got punks, we've got guns, we've got Beth Aspen with the bow and arrow, we've got Hannah Rice, who's absolutely terrifying. So I brought Gracie with me, just to keep me company. This is Gracie. You maybe can't see from down there, but Gracie is quite old, a little bit worn, a little bit manky, but she's a very important member of our family. She's very well loved. She's been with us in good days, bad days, holidays, sick days. I think she actually still has COVID. But she's going to sit up here with me. Actually, just before I start, there's something I want to grab from down here. Just give me 1 second. Just see if I can find it in here. There it is. There. Ooh, seeing stars. Hands up, who expected me to jump up from behind the lectern and blow a party toot? Anybody? One person? One? Two people? Three people? Yeah. Don't believe yous. Nobody? Anybody really? No. Nobody knew I was going to do that. Nobody knew I was going to do that. Let me ask you a different question. Before today, who had heard the story of the Good Samaritan? Yeah, pretty much everybody. Okay. Actually, just let me grab something else. Just one more wee thing. Just. All right. Who expected it at that time? A few more hands. Okay, remember that? Remember that. Okay, what about this? Before today, who had heard the story of Zacchaeus and his encounter with Jesus? Yeah, most people, if not everybody. Actually, there's just something I have to grab from just give me 1 second here. One wee second. Who expected at that time? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. See, here's the problem. Sometimes something that surprises us once, or scares us once, or makes us laugh once, doesn't have the same effect the second time around. First time your dad tells a dad joke, you laugh. Second time, you roll your eyes. The 100th time, you just walk away. First time you go on a roller coaster, first time you go on the ghost train in Barry's, terrifying, scary. Had to build up the courage to get on that thing. But after you've been on it once, you realize you're not going to waste your money on it a second time. Things that surprise us once quite often lose their appeal. Boys and girls, I want to thank you this morning for telling us two really familiar stories from the Bible. Both of them were really familiar. Both of them we've all heard before. In the story of the Good Samaritan, we learn that today as a lesson in how we treat other people. But whenever Jesus told that parable the first time, he told it to a crowd of Jewish people, and their leaders were the bad guys. Their leaders were the guys that stepped over the poor guy who'd been robbed. And a Samaritan, someone who they despised, was the hero. That wasn't just a nice wee story. That was shocking. That was really surprising. That actually was quite offensive to them. And whenever you told us the story of Zacchaeus, actually, whenever I was a wee boy, we used to sing a song. I don't know if you still sing this song. And don't worry. Talking about things that shock you. I'm not going to sing it. Trust me, that would be shocking. But it went like this. Zacchaeus was a very little man. You still sing this song? A very little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree, the Savior for to see. And when the Savior passed that way, he looked into the tree, and this is where the tune goes off funny. Goes, Zacchaeus, you come down. I'm coming to your house for tea. Boys and girls, that's not really a story about a short person who liked to climb trees having dinner with Jesus. It's a story about Jesus looking out into a crowd of lots of different people from lots of different walks of life, lots of different families, and seeing the person who no one else saw, loving the person who no one else loved, and caring for the person no one else cared for. That's an amazing story. But the problem we have with these stories is that we come to church and we hear them over and over and over and over again. And sometimes they stop surprising us. Sometimes they lose their effect. Boys and girls, it's our hope and our prayer that you will come to church for the rest of your lives. And over those weeks and months and years, you'll hear those stories time and time and time again. Sometimes they might not have the effect on you that they had the first time round. But there is no story, as familiar as it is, there is no story more shocking, there is no story more shocking, more surprising, more exciting than the story you will hear in this place. The story of Jesus Christ, who we are told is the creator of the universe. You look up into the sky and you see the stars. You look out into the sea and you see the starfish and everything in between. The Bible tells us that Jesus made all those things. And not only did he make all those things and create the universe and everything in it, he looks into the crowd and he sees you. And he loves you and he cares for you and you and you and you. That is the story of Jesus. No matter how many times you hear it, don't let it become like a little toot. Familiar. Let it become like something else that's familiar. A teddy bear. Something that is familiar and loved and worn and travels around the world with you and is with you on good days and with you on bad days and holidays and sick days, but brings comfort and security and support. Thank you very much for listening to me. Some of the boys and girls from Senior Arc are going to come up now and lead us in prayer. I'm going to move this.
Let us pray. Father, help us to be still and feel your presence with us here in this place.
Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for our families and people who love us. Thank you for food on the tables, safe homes and warm beds. Thank you for school and friends. Thank you for our church family and opportunities to learn more about you. We thank you for your stories which help us to follow you.
Father, we need you. Help us to ask for your help. Help us to be brave and strong. Help us to be ambitious as we try to follow you. Help us to see and be aware of people who need our help. Help us to love one another as you have loved us.
We want to follow you the best we can. Help us to do this. Amen.
Thank you, girls. Let's stand together as a church family and sing our last hymn, 10,000 Reasons.
Oh,
being served tea and coffee on the door in Medfield to feel we welcome as we come in. We have had lots of fun, and more importantly, you've helped us to see Jesus. We love it that you're part of our church family, and we need you today to help us see Jesus. So thank you. Let's give yourselves and give them a big clap, please, to say thank you. Dave, thank you so much for bringing us God's word so clearly, and let's make sure you grab that teddy on the way out, Gracie, so nobody else nabs it. Thank you so much, Dave, for opening up God's word yesterday. It was really special. And it seems like the perfect opportunity to just to take a moment as a congregation to say thank you and to show how much we appreciate all of our youth and children's leaders and teachers in Junior ARC, Senior ARC, JCBs and Bible class. Thank you not just for leading us in worship this morning, helping the boys and girls to lead us, but actually all the time that you invest week in, week out, teaching them the Bible, helping them learn to grow in their relationship with Jesus. So on behalf of the congregation, let's just say thank you to them now as well for all that they do. Couple of announcements. Ben is preaching over at Beaver Presbyterian this morning. And talking of Beaver, as you might remember, Ben, Alistair and Brian from Beaver Presbyterian were meeting with a few people in Church House this week. It was a very helpful discussion. And while there's no quick move towards what we've talked about and hoped for, there are some fresh and challenging ideas for both sessions to think about from September as we continue to pursue our possible partnership and an associate minister. So please be continuing to pray for that. Schism, we had a great prayer meeting for Schism during the week. It was a really encouraging time. Prayers are so important to push us forward, but also an army marches on its stomach. So it's the time of year when we talk about catering. So Marty, give us a wave. Lovely. See the waving hand? Turn around. Look, wave it again, Marty. We all want to know who you are because everyone's going to approach you in the hub afterwards. Marty has different ways that you can get involved in serving with the team through providing food this year. She'll have shopping lists. She'll have helper lists. Name a list, Marty will have it. And she's also happy to receive donations, financial, to help with that. This evening, life groups are meeting together here. That's open for everyone, and that's open whether you're a life group member at the minute or not. It's going to be a very informal night, starting at 7 o'clock, to chat over coffee with highlights from the last year and to hear and think about life groups from September onwards. After the service, we'd love you to stay behind for lunch. Hopefully you've brought some. If not, find someone you like and share their sandwich with them. The weather looks all right, so hopefully we'll get outside, but if it's too cold, we can meet in around the hub and coffee bar area. I do want to draw your attention to the maintenance work that's happening down at the front of the steps. That work began on Monday and will last for approximately 2 to 3 weeks. So please do avoid that area and keep your kids away from there. Okay, I think that's everything. Let's say the grace together. Perhaps we'll stand if we're able and look around and bless one another as we say the grace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen.